At this hour, Republican Trent Lott is again making the case that he should remain his party's leader in the U.S. Senate. An interview taped earlier this afternoon is airing on Black Entertainment Television. GOP support for Trent Lott took a hit over the weekend when Oklahoma's Don Nichols, the Senate's number two Republican, urged his colleagues to reconsider Lott's future as majority leader. Today, other senators in the party joined the fray, insisting on a meeting before the new Congress convenes next month. Meanwhile, White House spokesman Ari Fleischer today reiterated President Bush's view.
The president does not believe that Trent Lott needs to resign. The president thinks that what Trent Lott said was wrong, and the president found those remarks offensive.
From Capitol Hill, NPR's David Wellner reports on the latest in the controversy.
The call GOP whip Don Nichols issued through Sunday talk shows for a vote on Lott's fate was the first time one of his Republican colleagues has broached the idea of ousting the embattled leader. It's been 11 days now since Lott started the controversy by praising the segregationist 1948 presidential bid of Strom Thurmond. Congress is currently out of session, and the Senate's incoming 51 Republicans are scattered across the country and abroad. Today, they spent much of the day on the phone with each other trying to figure out what the next move by the Republican Senate conference should be. Virtually all the senators were contacted by NPR, and none was willing to discuss those phone conversations on the record. Montana's Conrad Burns did issue a strong statement endorsing the idea of holding a conference of Republican senators to discuss Lott's future. Burns said it was not fair for other senators to leave Lott's fate as majority leader uncertain. While he said he has not made any decision about who should lead his party in the Senate, Burns said, quote, there needs to be some closure very soon. And Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee, who's considered a strong contender for the leadership post if Lott is forced out, also issued a statement. He said he was confident a consensus would emerge from the discussions among the senators on Lott's fate, but stressed that no decisions have been made yet. Frist denied earlier reports that he backed Nichols' call for a vote on Lott's continued leadership. If five GOP senators requested it, there would be a meeting of the Republican conference. But the chair of that conference, Pennsylvania's Rick Santorum, is able to call such a meeting on his own. Though Santorum has repeatedly said Lott should remain as leader, today he suggested the GOP conference meet on January 6th, the day before the Senate is to reconvene, to discuss Lott's fate. One Republican source said Santorum argued that it was logistically too hard to gather all the senators any earlier than that date. But other GOP senators have been urging that such a meeting take place much sooner. An aide for one of those senators said the removal of Lott as incoming Senate Majority Leader is not a question of if, but when. Meanwhile, Lott is appearing on Black Entertainment Television this evening in a half-hour interview. It's part of a public relations offensive on TV that he began with a press conference last Friday in his hometown of Pascagoula, Mississippi. But his profuse apologies at that televised event have failed to sway opinion makers in Washington, who say Lott's days as leader may be numbered. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.